Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids stage here on ShrobHomeVideo.com. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. We got a Discord. I don't know. Aaron's doing it all. I'm fucking trying to. I think you're doing great.
Oh, thanks. I made a new frame for us, too. You guys can see it.
Love it.
Those listening can't see it, but those watching, you can see it.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend, Brandon Johnson.
Woo, woo, woo.
So good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here, man.
Hi.
Psyched. Easter. Here.
Oh, yeah. Happy
us.
Easter.
Happy Easter. He is risen.
I tried to dress up like Easter.
He's Jesus, back, baby.
Are you 22? Are you a religious guy?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from a little town next to St. Louis called University City, Missouri.
Okay.
So, pretty Catholic.
Can you see the arch from where you live?
Fuck no. Come on, man. Come on, man. It wears off quick, bro. It's so weird because other cities, they love it. They love, like, having something. Like, if you talk shit about something in Chicago, they're like, don't do that. But in St. Louis, we're like, oh, yeah, the arch. Yeah. It did not work. We thought it would bring people. Right. You know, it's stainless steel. When you're bragging about what something's made out of, it's not shit.
I don't believe in stainless steel because I got a stainless steel cat water bowl and it's fucking stained as shit.
Well,
man.
Do you wash it?
No.
There you go. You still gotta wash it.
But stains, it's not supposed to have stains.
It's not gonna stain, but you still wash it. Like if you get your shirt dirty, it might not be stained, but it's still dirty. You gotta wash it.
I try to wash it. It's impossible to clean.
Oh my gosh. Hard water, California.
I'll bring it in. Yeah. You can just try and figure it out for me.
Are you religious?
No.
Okay, so you want to ask me about my God, but you're not going to give up. Why is that funny? You want to talk that shit about my God. Oh, my God is going to kill you. No, I'm not that kind of religious. I'm like, my God is like, I left some weed down there. There's a bar over here. Hey, right. Brandon, don't do that. That's fentanyl. Yeah. My God's like.
It's a good God. That's
yeah,
a solid
a good God.
God.
Right?
That's good. God
really
good.
Good, lucky God. Won't he do it? Are you religious? Not at all.
Not at all.
Did you start out?
No, my mom tried. Like, we went to church every once in a while, but, like, we hated it so much.
Which church?
It was a non-denominational Christian church.
Oh.
It was called First Christian. In okay. Loveland, Colorado.
Okay, dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. What about conspiracy theories and stuff like that? Are you into that stuff?
I mean, I'm black. I said that so dogs could hear it. I mean, I'm black. If you're looping or sampling right now, I'm going to give that to you for free. I mean, I'm black. So awful. It got way too Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah, I believe in those shits. I mean, I do, but I also think that the shit is out in the open. I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who was like, there's conspiracies. And I'm like, you know, what would a conspiracy need to be when all the shit that they're doing is like right out in the open anyway?
Yeah.
Like, you're not that valuable.
Right.
You're not so, like, nobody want to track me. Nobody want to track me. Nobody's trying to look into my house and see what the fuck I'm doing. They're going to come away crying. They're going to be like, oh, God, it's dark.
We shouldn't have done that.
But they're all
changed forever.
They're all making money off of everything you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to, though. Yeah. That's kind of the way it works. I'm not upset about it. When they say people are controlling the world and like the banking and shit, I'm like, it's not that bad. It could be way worse.
Yeah.
It could be way worse.
Try listening to everybody.
Yeah.
See what we come up with.
Well, also, like, if they're greedy, like, they're being greedy, but we... They could be like, nobody buys food.
Like, yeah.
There are situations that could be way worse.
Yeah. I'm rich and evil, and I'm going to buy all of the food.
Right.
And then you got to come to my house and tell me what a great guy I am.
Right.
And then you can have your food.
My house is the store.
Yeah. I look over. I'm so happy.
The company store? That's my house.
I'm just super happy that Elon Musk is like, all my billions to build a space war machine to give everyone a sickness. He's like, I'm about Twitter. I'm like, okay, dummy.
I'm not unconvinced that he isn't building a weather machine, but it's what I would do if I had a lot of money, right?
It's true. Yeah.
I mean, even
weather machine.
Who's nobody? I have a public self and a private self.
Yeah.
And I'm doing shit you know.
Ooh, spooky.
That you don't want to know about.
Well, can we know?
Maybe.
Whoa. What? Do you know?
What kind of baby?
Do you know?
I think he kills dogs.
Oh, no.
Don't make it the worst thing.
Also, don't be on the fence about it. Don't be like, I think he kills dogs. Like, you either know he kills dogs. And why are you so like, I don't know, maybe he kills dogs. Maybe. Who am I, bro? Who am I,
maybe? I can see him killing dogs.
Oh, boy. Oh.
He killed a bird.
But I still
have guilt about it.
You killed a bird? What'd you do?
It's not enough.
He flicked his head and killed it.
Oh my god!
But I was like anger frustrated. So it was a lesson for me to be like, man, I can't control my anger.
I'm so angry, I'm gonna flick this bird's head until it dies.
This is just my trick for when I want people on my side.
Oh my god!
I was in middle school and I was doing homework next to this bird chirping, and like, you know, I still feel bad about it. I watched him die. I tried to feed him water and food, and he was dying in my arms. I'm like, I killed my bird.
Oh, that is sad.
Dying in my arms.
Willie has a good job. If you tell that story in any other profession, you're like, oh, don't. When he comes into work on Monday, do not get him
funny.
The fuck up out of here. That's hilarious. Oh,
well, back to conspiracy theories. We have a thing here called the WOW scale. It stands for Wait or Willy. If you're a zero, you're more of a Wait. If you're a five, you're more of a Willy. If you're in the middle, you're more of an Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the middle.
WOW scale.
Don't worry about those numbers that I just said.
He'll just tell me if they are.
Are you a Willy?
Okay.
All right. You ready? Are you centered?
Yeah.
All right, first question is a three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe there's life out there. I prefer to call them displaced people. No.
the unhoused?
I call them tradespeople. I call them friends, neighbors. I do believe that there's other life out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've visited.
At all?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
Where's your can?
Yeah, I have the WOW scale.
Second question. I usually look at my phone.
When will I find out what they say? Would they chime in? Will somebody be like, well, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You're wrong, Brandon. You're wrong.
Look
at me again.
Sideways eyes blink.
Let's go ahead and bring out an alien for you, dummy. You dummy.
Gotcha.
Bring out an alien.
Oh, man.
Second question. Ghosts?
Redundant, man. Like, why? Why would there be ghosts? Why would there be ghosts? You don't think a motherfucker told you everything they were trying to tell you while you were here? They were here on Earth. They're gonna come back and be like, "Turn the light off. I told you. I'm trying to haunt you."
Have you met Abed?
Have you
met Abed?
He's got a lot to tell you. He's got a lot to tell you when he dies.
Not everyone's a ghost.
So no to ghosts.
Just a few loud ones.
Bigfoot.
Oh, it's a lot of Bigfoots.
You think?
I mean, his family's a Bigfoot. No, I don't. No. No.
All right.
We see everything.
I don't know. Google Maps
would have seen him by now.
I don't know about that.
Motherfuckers with cell phones would have seen him by now. We see everything. You can't hide.
I don't know about that.
What about psychics?
Number one bullshit.
Yeah?
Number one bullshit.
You're like anti-psychics.
I'm pretty anti-psychics. I like backyard psychic. I like a person who has psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like monetized psychics because I don't know that you...
I like Jean Grey. I don't like Miss Cleo. You're saying.
Miss Cleo, listen. Miss Cleo is one... It's one. I'm here today. How dare you? How dare you?
Listen,
it's a Jamaican! psychics that try to make that. Jean Grey, you know, no. I'm still not going to...
I don't even know who that is. Is that
she's
a psychic X-Men.
Now? She's
okay. Yeah.
I thought there was a real Jean Grey.
No, she's an X-Men. She's got like telekinetic.
She's
powers.
One of those characters that was also named Miss Marvel. There's like five Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry.
So
she turns into the Phoenix.
Incredible rapper, Jean Grey.
Oh.
Really?
Look her up. She's amazing.
All right.
Jean Grey.
The actress or
the rapper?
There's another one.
There's a bunch
many.
Of them, apparently, because I thought there was a
There are many.
Where's everybody else on these questions?
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck did that?
I believe in... I'm like the... one of the extreme ones where I do believe in ghosts, but like more of the energy, not the past lives of, yeah, people went around going like, ah, the gold's over here. I left it for Linda, and you're not Linda. Bigfoots, yeah, I think that they're out there. I think aliens are everywhere, and they're here.
Okay.
And we just don't perceive them. Half they're on parts of the planet that we're not, even in the Earth.
That's a compelling argument.
Yeah.
Psychics, I think that the ability can be real, but I think most people are just making money. But but I do think that,
yeah.
I mean, my wife's got a million stories of just instances. Like, she'll think of someone she hadn't thought about in 10 years, and like they died like right then.
I have a couple of those. That's why I know that you wouldn't really like monetize it. Is that I forecasted a couple deaths, talked to the people who were gonna die, was like, I just fucking had that dream that I'd be having about people when they die. Had it about you, just wanted to say something to you. And then that person died a week later, but that was
that
like the fourth person that I forecasted.
Oh boy.
Which is why I felt confident enough to be like, let me shake hands, you know? So what I know is that in me, I obviously can't like pick and choose and shit.
Right.
But I know that you wouldn't want to be out there like, let me go make some money off this shit. You'd be like, ah! Which is how I feel about the shit.
Yeah.
I have dreams and I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, God damn it, I hope that's not true.
And then the other half where every dream then becomes important. It's like, I gotta drive to... I'm supposed to drive to Utah, I guess.
Right.
I have a job, but...
We got to put these panties on. Me and you got to put these panties on. My dream was like, we got to put these panties on. Bad stuff. Worse than us wearing panties right now.
You're going to let me die?
Clearly, the stakes are high.
Oh, my God.
All right, last question. Are you superstitious?
Define... You mean like salt over your shoulder...
Yeah, sort of, or like, you know, rooting for a sports team, you gotta sit in a certain chair, or like, if you ever played, did you ever play sports, any kind of sports?
I mean, I'm pretty mean with a Nerf.
The gun?
Okay, man.
There was a big laugh off camera, I don't know if you guys...
No, not really.
No?
No. I mean, I played like handball, played like prison sports... Like tabletop.
But like people what about that are like, well, if the Red Sox are gonna win the pennant, I gotta wear these socks every single time, and then
no.
I gotta eat that specific sandwich cut in a triangle, not a square, you know.
But you're an actor. Did you do any stage stuff? Like theater, I mean, not like.
Yeah, I started out at Second City,
but like, I'm talking
like you say Macbeth, type yeah. Shit.
Oh, serious? You mean like serious acting?
Yeah, like did you ever buy into? Did you ever buy into any of that stuff, though?
Look, I mean, I'm just happy to be here.
did anyone at UCB ever say Macbeth, and then like a light fell on their head?
No.
Looking around.
I mean,
oh,
I don't.
Shit. Are we technically in a theater right now?
I don't. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
You're fucked, dude. It's like saying Bloody Mary into a mirror. Macbeth is gonna follow you home.
Candyman.
Oh no! He's gonna come. I hate the bees.
So no superstition.
Okay.
I don't know that anybody's like. I don't know why there are
That's
these
it.
Tricksters
Do you
that would
my
be
answer
like.
Questions?
Oh, that yeah. one fan down there. That one fan down there did not.
You blew it.
I'm gonna fuck this team up because that one fan.
Every
down.
Other fan ate
right.
the sandwich.
Right.
Triangles.
Right.
Okay. I think you're about a 2. On the WoW scale, okay. Which means you lean a little toward me. You're between me and Aaron here.
All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming.
No, yeah. What? I've been...
What is it? Are you taking notes?
Oh, I always write down everybody's WoW scale just so I don't need to like go back to the episode.
You
to
should
to
put it.
It.
You should put it in the Patreon.
I should go digital? Is that what you're saying?
You just need to put it in the Patreon. I'm curious about these things.
Just fax it to yourself, man.
I will say that I do fuck with like The Secret.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think we all
I
do
I think
here.
That's part of the simulation, part of believing you're in a simulation.
Yeah, do you believe in the simulation thing? Have you read about that at all?
No.
What? But that's like basically the secret. You like live in a simulation.
Yeah, but it's a little specific, defined in one way also.
I've never read The Secret because I think it's BS.
Wait, but you don't believe in like power of positive thinking? And
I believe in the power of thought. I don't think it necessarily has to be positive.
Well, no.
It's like when you're playing craps, like when you start thinking about
that's
sevens
what the secret
and 11s,
is
you
like
just start rolling sevens and 11s.
Yeah, exactly. That's it doesn't just have to be positive. It's just the power of thought.
The secret is your negative thoughts affect your life too, so start thinking positive.
I mean, it's not really a secret. That's just how people should live their life.
Well, it's not a secret anymore.
Well, how do you make money off of an idea that most people don't believe in or haven't heard of?
You want to know a secret? It's a total bullshit thing.
But you believe in it.
I don't believe in the secret. I believe in the simulation. I believe in the simulation, and I believe that you can alter the simulation. It's not really, I don't know. The secret is just like packaging that I don't believe in.
I mean, you know what's funny? That's ultimately what this show, I think, is about, is how different everyone's beliefs are on their journey.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
We're all different. Did you know that? Did you know that? Do you know that?
Hey, you guys upstairs, I started doing gym takes to my camera, so if you could just watch out, I'll just be like,
oh, hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be when I start talking about like the death of my mom. I'm like, can we just for shits and grins? Like, and that's when I found her, man. It was like the worst thing in the world. She, she just was unconscious and...
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, it's Easter. Whether you believe in Jesus or bunnies has no effect on the mysterious, amazing statues of Easter Island. Named for being discovered on Easter Sunday, did some Aborigines build more giant statues and then just leave? Or is there human history has been lost that can tell a story about the early... Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, I didn't realize this was that long. Holy cow, sorry. Easter Island.
I feel like I have answers to all those questions.
Well, yeah. Easter Island. I'm going like, did I write notes about all these things I wrote down? Sorry.
So, Brandon, off the top, do you have any thoughts on Easter Island? I do not.
What's the deal with, have they figured it out? Do they know how they got the heads there? Is there shit underneath the heads? So somebody once was like, and I know college.
Mm-hmm.
I know graduate high school. Are there bodies? See?
No, there are.
No,
aren't there?
No, there are not bodies under them.
Bodies. He means the
statues.
now
here's
dead
the thing.
Bodies. And then he made like dead bodies under them. Are there dead bodies?
The heads have bodies.
Yeah, the heads have bodies.
But we didn't know that until 2012.
Okay.
Until 2012, they were just heads.
So, man, that is incredible.
But don't I got you think reasons that's, for these things.
But that's weird. Why wouldn't they just... First thing I would do is be like, oh, there's a bunch of heads. Do they have bodies? That would be your first thing.
One guy with a shovel, but everyone in the regular world feels like they need to get funding. And so it took that long for people to excavate one and do some research on it.
Get funding to dig?
2012. Yeah. I mean, like there's more body than head.
I literally like listened to a book because I drove to Pechanga this last week. So I had a lot of time in the car.
Time out. Plus or minus?
Plus or minus what?
Pechanga.
What do you mean plus or
Did
minus?
Did you come out ahead?
Oh, definitely minus.
No,
definitely
sorry.
Minus. No, it's just because I have too much fun. I can't stop when I'm up, so I just keep gambling.
Well, that's how I am. Everyone says, stop when you're up. I'm like, I'm up a dollar. See you tomorrow.
I'm here to play these expensive video games. I'm just imagining it like an adult arcade. I'm just here to play these games. I'm not here to win. If I'm winning money, that's just a consequence. Like, I'm here to play these games. So, you know, you pick one theme, and that's the
what was your book that you listened to?
Oh, my book that I listened to was called, let me pull it up, I think it's called And They Walked. Let me look. I'll just listen to it on Audible. Sorry.
This is about...
This is in reference to...
The statues that walked. This is about the entire history of the island as figured out by archaeologists, anthropologists, and just the general history that's laid out there. And
these are the ones that they rocked, right? They rocked them for miles to get them there.
That's what they figured out, is that a lot of people were speculating that they were rolled on wood, but there's not enough wood on Easter Island on what is it, Natuputi? What's it called? I have it. Sorry. I didn't take notes because I listened to a book, and I usually am like, oh, I'm going to take notes.
You knew it earlier.
Rapa Nui.
Rapa Nui.
I know, but my brain works for a second.
You Rapa Nui'd it.
Yeah, Rapa Nui.
It works for a second.
But yeah, I listened to this book, and I also read some articles in an anthropology, or I think anthropology magazine.
The store.
And these were a background of Street Fighter 2. So they've been around a while.
Yes.
What? Whose? Whose level?
I don't know. But I remember seeing
Dang it.
You keep looking. I'll look it up. You keep talking.
No, you don't have to look that up.
But I got to know now.
But yeah, so like as far as them being buried up to their heads, they speculated that they had these ancient roads that they rocked down. They would like level them so that they wouldn't fall over. So when they built them in the quarries, they specifically made them a little bigger and didn't finish them because they were planning on walking them into place and finishing them. Once they got into place, they shaved them down so they like seemed more muscular and like more like people shaped, because before they were just really front heavy, so when you rocked it, it was like rocking a refrigerator. Jeez. They would like, the weight would help carry them there. The reason that some of them are half buried is because when they would go off course and fall, if they weren't fractured in any way that would mean that they were destroyed, they would dig a ditch beneath them, try to push it into the ditch to make it upright again, and then dig the ditch out and walk it out. Like, this is all speculative because there is no living person as part of this tribe that can confirm this.
Or
this
accounts.
Is just like
they
saying,
don't have written accounts of how they did any of this.
Because of the mass destruction of the people that lived there. Like, so what I learned from this book... Sorry, I keep talking so much.
No, but who mass destroyed? How did they get mass destroyed?
So a lot of people would say that it was ecocide, that they did this to themselves, they cut down the trees, they ran out of resources, went to war with each other, and killed themselves. But this book...
That's the common accepted thing, where not only did they have war with themselves, they were taken for the slave...
I mean, that's definitely slaves. Something that happened later on.
So wait, where is Easter? I don't even know where this is.
Okay, this is...
It's a Polynesian island.
Go ahead.
It's a Polynesian island.
Okay.
But the closest island to it is like 1,300 miles away.
Yeah.
It's an island northwest of South America, of Chile.
So when the Polynesians first showed up to this island... They brought with them certain kinds of livestock that they thought that they could plant there because they were planning to colonize it. So they brought vegetables, they brought fruit, and they brought chickens and rats because they eat rats. And I think some goats. So when bringing the rats onto the island, because it was already an island that couldn't take care of itself, whatever forest was there, which there was a massive forest there, that was pretty much all that could grow. Everything grew really slow. So once the rats got off, they would climb up the trees, eat all the nuts, eat all the saplings, and rats would double in population in 5 weeks. So rats are just constantly renewing themselves because there's no natural predators there. The only other animals there are birds. And when birds eat seeds, they just shit them out and the new thing grows. But when rats eat them, they tear up the seed. Nothing can grow. So by introducing these rats, they slowly, very slowly, it wouldn't have been noticeable, started to destroy their own place. Now, once the Europeans started showing up, they brought with them famine, VD, all kinds of stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Even the idea that like their new goal was for European goods. It was no longer for building these statues. So when people are like, oh, they just fucking bailed, it's a mystery. The whole mystery was they didn't want to do it anymore. They're like losing so many people. They don't really keep their cultural ways. Their new cultural way is getting this fucking shit from Europeans.
So wait, I don't understand. They ate rats?
They ate rats. Rats is part of their nutrition. Rats, fish, birds.
But then why did chickens. They let the rats go?
Because rats would go off and populate. You can't really like think about how that's going to impact.
They just
the
brought rats
island.
And they're like, okay, we'll eat these. I guess we'll find them later. They didn't put them in a thing.
What? Did you leave weed all over your house?
Yeah.
I have one specific.
There's one
spot
by the sandwich. There's one by this Coke.
Yeah, no. You gotta leave weed all over your house.
You know, when I was broke, I would do that. I would like get high and hide weed everywhere. I'm like, I'm gonna put some here, put some money over here.
Yeah. Squirrel away. Rat it away.
Otherwise I'll spend it all, smoke it all.
Yeah. That's years ago, Your Honor. That was years ago.
But yeah.
That is fascinating. Thank you for breaking it down.
Yeah.
That is fascinating though. Because you gave us two different ways that they could have been killed off. But the history of it is basically they got bored of their own creation and they became consumers. Yeah. Which is something that happens all the time.
And the mystery is that one of the biggest mysteries is they disappeared. Wow. You know. And like there's a lot of civilizations that disappeared, and when they say that they're like, yeah, they didn't all just die of famine. We can't find their bodies. They all disappeared.
We cannot find their bodies?
They can find their bodies. There just wasn't a lot of people there. It's like Europeans show up, they spread disease.
Yeah, I know, but
disease,
this book, we'll get into this later, but this
again.
Book was written by
guys,
a white person.
Guys,
about
you keep fighting
later.
Over where they find the bodies. This is the fourth time. Every time.
Listen, the bodies are there. The bodies are there, Willie.
I do like that you guys have different information. Now, is that how the show always works? Where you sometimes. Say, rooted in more research, but you are more rooted in a research that is more spiritual, shall we say?
Yeah.
That seems to be happening.
That's
dope.
Where am I? This is going to be fucking great.
Yeah, go on.
Well, so getting into... Here's my thing about all of these ancient sites like this. And I always bring this up when it comes to the pyramids, ancient megalithic sites. I personally don't think, and this is just watching other people's stuff, you know, and I, whatever. I think that what we are mostly learning about are people that inhabited sacred sites and ancient megalithic sites that they didn't actually do. And so it's like if there are some step pyramids out there where they're like giant rocks on the bottom, then they fix it on top and it's all small rocks and it's like not even... The architecture is 100% different. It's like putting plaster on, you know, on
wood.
A baby.
So then who are you suggesting?
What is
need?
A baby?
Points.
Yes.
And so like a couple of weird things about the island. All of the statue faces face inward to the island.
Don't say inward and look at me.
Yes.
I have reasons for that.
Come on.
But I have reasons for that. Except,
yeah. You have reasons. Most people watching, I'm saying blanket things.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like a lot of people are like, they don't know why, but it's like, but I have reasons for that.
What are the reasons?
What are the reasons?
Yeah, let's get into it. But there's also one row that doesn't face inward to the island. But go on.
What is that row doing?
That row is facing out to the Europeans that are coming in.
Are they all on the outside? Are they on the cliff or whatever?
So
what do you call it, shore?
The new article that I read, the most recent one, suggests that looking at the water patterns on the island, that the heads are actually showing you where water can be found, which on an island like this one is very hard to do. There are no natural springs because they don't get any rain. There's almost no way to make food, which they do, but it's like super hard. And the other thing that's hard to do is get water. And if you look at a water map overlaid where all of the heads have been documented, they almost all go towards water features. And if you look at anything else where you can get fish, where you can grow things...
Rats.
rats where you can find big rats' nests. They don't go to those things. They follow all the water patterns. And the faces look inward because when you're walking around the island and you're getting kind of mixed up because you live in certain secluded sections of this village, you don't really know where you are. You never leave your house.
I will
it
never,
sounds like you're arguing.
I will never
I'm,
not
I'm not
able,
arguing. I'm just passionate.
I'll never... The word inward has forever been changed for me now. I will never not be able to think of this.
What do you mean?
Inward.
Oh, God.
In, it's like, oh, damn it. That's the funniest
thing
I've ever heard.
I know. I'm like, I like shock, I like got shocked, scared for a second. I was like, what? Oh, whoops.
All right, oh so gosh. They point to water.
Yeah, and I subscribe to that too, and I think that that's what a lot of the Nazca lines are too, like statues, Nazca lines, underground waterways. There's old volcanic tunnel tubes that like there's fresh water. Yeah, how do you find it on an island? You run on island. You're not gonna. You don't have a desalination machine.
So they didn't. They weren't born there.
No.
They came to the island to just build heads?
A lot of people came there with like other Polynesian settlers as they were settling all of the islands and trying to find places to live.
Now, is that rock from that island? Did they figure out that they carved those in place?
It's like one specific quarry.
No, but there's another one. The biggest quarry is underwater. And so...
What?
Supposedly.
Don't look at me. I don't know about this.
This area was an archipelago. What is that word?
Archipelago.
Archipelago. Yeah. A long time ago.
Also, incredible club in New York. Archipelago. Don't hesitate.
Wait. It's one club, but archipelago is like a group of islands?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But everyone's an island at the club.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. Aren't we all?
I'm a rock. Yeah. Not an island.
One idea that's out there is that...
So how does this function? I'm so sorry. There's water under the island?
Is
that
Yeah. Like whenever it rains, whatever, all the fresh water is all captured in vegetation and it slowly turns into groundwater and then the waterways.
Okay.
There's basically rivers underneath land everywhere.
Wow.
And
it's like when they say they're tapping the groundwater or they're running out of groundwater in California.
This I was familiar with. I just didn't think, to be honest, I didn't think that the pressure of the salt water would allow for much groundwater.
It is,
because usually when you have groundwater, you have a lot of ground, whereas islands are they? Oh, they are. They are a lot of ground.
And it's not that big.
It's not that big at all.
I wrote it down, but I'm looking at a page of... Anyways,
yes.
So... one idea out there is that, because not even in the oldest accounts of this island, which were done by the, come on, notes, come on, baby.
The Masons?
Was it an all-girl group called the Archipelago? For all you dads out there.
The Witahar, I think. The Witahar. But even in their oldest accounts... There's no accounts of who built them, moving them, and this group of people.
Aaron's eye roll says otherwise.
I just said they made them themselves. It was like,
but
like,
your eye roll history doesn't. Here's the thing. This is what most history.
Tell me
is.
About my eye roll.
Your eye roll is. Comes from people doing real, legitimate archaeology, history, you know, but there isn't a real history of this place. And so their history comes from people that inhabited this place.
I'm aware.
And I'm not against you.
No, I know you're not against. I'm not sitting here going like, you are against me, you are my enemy, and I must take you down in the name of our Lord.
But there were so basically there were like three ice ages between 14,000 and 10,000 years ago.
Okay,
and so I'm not saying this right. My notes are terrible, and the last thing I watched was the Missing Gods on Gaia. I'm telling you where I got it from. The Missing Gods on Gaia. I love Gaia. But these old accounts talked about they had stories of the Uruk. Caillou. And
sounds real.
Basically after the last flood, there's like over 200 accounts across the globe of civilizations that talked about a massive flood.
Okay.
And after the massive flood, a lot of these places talked about how somebody showed up with seven people to rebuild the houses of the gods.
Okay.
Egypt.
Mayan culture, Aztec culture, Chile.
Yeah.
Miami.
Mount Rushmore.
The Native Americans have that too, like the North American, Native North Americans.
And so one idea is that there's this old story from this group of people that came through and have stories of this place too, where before the flood, before the last big flood, that these things existed.
Yes.
So like over 10,000 years ago. And so there was this, supposedly there was this... I'm just going to get crazy for a second. There's accounts of these
lizard people,
elongated skull people.
Mm-hmm. You know about this?
Fuck yes.
That like, basically they were like,
I don't know, that's true.
You're bumped up to a three.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now you're me. Now you're me.
Thank you. Never looked better.
So these people say that there was these, in this group of seven that came to Easter Island, even as they were passing through.
Wait, are we like those heads, like cone heads, or like alien, like Ripley alien?
They look like, gosh, I can't even explain them because I've just seen them so much. I'll show you a picture.
They've got just like elongated heads. They're really tall.
Wait. You're just showing me the statues.
Yeah.
He's talking about the aliens you're talking about. He's asking you about aliens.
No. So the supposedly within this group of seven, there were people that had
Megamind.
Yeah.
It's like Megamind.
Okay.
That had elongated skulls, red hair, and
green red hair.
And green eyes. And so there, one of these statues here.
Yeah, red and green are Christmas beings.
So all the statues are around the island are all the same style, except for this one area where every statue's a little different. Sizes, heights, nose difference. There's one with a statue of one that has white on their eyes with red, but also a red, looks like a cylinder, hockey puck on their head.
This is my other question is, have they ever been painted? Were they like Egyptian, where they had color?
They didn't have really anything on the island to give them pigment.
Okay.
But this one, this island is red because they used red volcanic rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
the big hats they rolled out from a different quarry.
And so one idea is that the reason why they put these hats on some of them was to show that they had red hair and that they were different from the other ones. Because none of them have hair, but they all had hair.
You know? Crazy.
There's like a lot of accounts of white Europeans going there, and none of them could keep their hats on their heads because they would literally like put on full shows to steal these Europeans' hats.
Hilarious.
They would steal things out of their pocket, sell it to them, and steal it out of their pocket again and sell it to them again.
We got to bring that shit back.
Wait, they would steal their hats?
They would steal everything. You couldn't keep anything on you. They just fucking steal it. And then once they start getting, like, once the Spanish came and started shooting at them, that's when they were like, fuck no, because they didn't have any weapons, so they just threw rocks at people. So they were just like, fuck no. Then no one could land there anymore.
These people sound kind of amazing, right? They build statues with hats and shit. Yeah. They decorate these statues with hair and hats. And then if you come up to you like as a group, they think it's funny to rob you. It's like so much fun.
Yeah.
Like you land there and you're like, they took all my shit. I did not get VD. Nobody there had VD yet.
Yeah.
But they took all my shit. But these people drink and they have statues and it's so much fun. It's like Pride Week.
They
it's like
would,
an
like,
island of Pride Week.
They had no sense of like sexual self because they were such a small community that when they would come, they'd be like, we got nothing to trade with you. Have some of our women. And then they just like take their hats.
Hilarious.
But then that's how VD became rampant on the island and people just fucking died like that. Ugh. Syphilis just went right through there. Just ripped through that place.
Crazy.
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 How did people know to visit this place?
Well, because it was on... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the first time they ever found it, there were these islands called, there was this island called Davis Island. It was 500 miles off of South America.
Shout out to Jeff Davis.
Davis Island. 1687, island. It was introduced in naval charts. Right? And then this Dutch captain was looking for it, and they couldn't find them. It was on Easter Sunday. They discovered this island on accident in 1912 with two other islands. And so, a lot of the older, I mean, this is on record that these islands disappeared, but then also that these ones showed up. I mean, yeah. Water level rising and seafaring being hard, whatnot. But like, there were islands there that were no longer there.
Oh wait,
no more.
I don't care about that anymore.
Okay,
Rocket.
Did they bury them or was it like?
Good question.
No, it was basically just. So much time had passed.
That like erosion or whatever opposite of erosion
here's
is.
One,
like,
here's a crazy thing, right? All of these statues that are up, there's actually record of them all being down also. They had to put them back up because a civil war.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. You're right. A civil war happened where they knocked down a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, that between the pale long ears and the darker short ears.
Where
they're
at now and how they're up. This is
real.
1600. So it's like, but on an island, an island gets a lot of silt, dirt moving around.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You sounded for just a second like the guy who came to clean it up and was like, going to charge too much. Hey, it's an island. It's an island. Expect it. A lot of silt, a lot of dirt. Yeah. This could happen to anybody. $1,500. $1,500.
I'm going to be back. So let's if I do a good job now.
Right.
Are they
this
really
is
called
take,
the.
At least three guys.
Tuesday.
I'm going to bring my equipment.
Thursday.
Like the idea that they have days. They have days of the week on this island. They don't even have fucking like. Breadfruit trees, but they sure do have the days of the week.
Are you telling me that the tribes were called the light-eared, long-eared, light-skinned, long-eared, and the dark-skinned, short-eared?
Yes.
Okay.
I am telling you that 100%.
And what did they fight over?
They fought over resources at the time because it was really hard to grow shit on that island.
Wow.
But they figured out this cool thing, which is if you break the lava rocks apart, it's called mineral mulching. All the minerals from the rocks seep into the soil, and though you can't grow an abundance of food, you can grow enough food, like a dependable amount of food. Because normally in Polynesian tropical islands, you're like, oh, it's raining all the time. Yeah. I can grow taro. I can grow fruit. I can grow all this stuff. It was fucking dry. It was windy as fuck. They had no rain. It was subtropical. So it's like a little bit too far from the equator. You can't grow anything. So they had to figure it out.
Wow.
And the long ears were like, I don't want any rocks here. I don't want any fucking like big heads here. So they systematically got rid of all the rocks.
And that's on ear, bruh. I don't want no corn growing out my shit, bruh. That's on ear, dog. That's on ear, bruh. You seen these earrings. You knew you wasn't supposed to come here with no lava rock, bro. Now what, homie? I'll throw this motherfucker at your ear, bro. I cut off ears, bro.
It's like you were right. It's like you were there. It's like I'm there right now.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it went.
And then short ear, did they have different weapons each side?
There wasn't a lot of weapons on either side. They had clubs that they could fashion out of branches. They had rocks, but they didn't really have, like, the only thing they really had to fashion into arrowheads was, like, obsidian, which is kind of glass-like, and they used that for making the heads. Like, no one really thought to tie it to a rock and make it into a weapon, you know?
Sounds awful.
It's just, like, crude spears, some crude... I don't know.
Oh, I know that we're way past this, but I just want
to
bring up
to
some of the sizes of some of these statues.
They're big. They're big.
There's some 13-foot tall ones. Wow. Those ones weigh about 14 tons. That's 2,800 pounds. There's some that are up to 69 feet tall that weigh over 300,000 pounds.
So this, sir, please.
VD 69. This is my episode, bro.
Oh, no.
I think the average of them is 82 tons.
What do do you guys think so far about this Easter Island talk? Do you feel like
any mystery?
You have more questions, or do you feel like a lot of them are answered?
I feel like I'm learning a lot. Yeah. I don't have any questions. I don't think now that I know that like the land buried them and they didn't, because I was like, why would you sculpt all that and just bury it?
That's like the, you know, the Sphinx, you know, like they didn't know for most of recorded history, they didn't know that there was a lion body.
They were right. Like, look at this weird head sticking out of this sand.
Because who's going to shovel the sand out?
Yeah. One guy. Just one guy. Right.
Have you seen them excavating Egypt?
Three dudes,
it's a row of people like handing something off.
It's just one little lady with like a reed broom.
I'm like, this should be a vacuum company. That big opportunity there.
So you're going to vacuum the desert?
Yeah.
I mean, leaf blow that shit first. We don't need to take it with us.
It's windy. So you know when you see the leaf blower guy blowing dirt?
Out right. The bag.
Right. There's just more sand. Now somebody else is like when the fucking street thing closes in your driveway when it's in the winter and you've shoveled your snow.
Yeah.
And the plow comes by and just like... Yeah, whole bitch.
Somebody hold comes that. Out of their stone hut and like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, you're burying our pyramids. You're burying our pyramids.
I had a whole little sculpture right here. Really buried now.
It looked nice with my pyramids.
I think it's fascinating. I think it's perfect for Easter. Like, the more I find out, the more I have questions.
Well,
what kind of questions do you have?
Who named them the ears? How do we know that piece of history?
It's by oral tradition, because everyone that can read their language died from white man's diseases.
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing to me, man? I'm vaccinated, bro.
They weren't vaccinated.
On behalf of all whites, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. We did it all. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. It's going to be...
check your email this week.
Yeah, check your email.
It'll be a nice email to you.
Yeah, it's true. You guys found out we were partying down here. We had fucking oranges and fucking livestock. It was cold up there. We get it. You're brand new. Okay, you don't know about the sharing thing. It's okay.
All right, cool.
You're new. Me, my culture, like thousands of years old.
We're
going to teach you guys how to fucking plant and bathe and share. It's going to be so lovely. The next 1,000 years for white people is going to be so much fun. You're just getting, take the training wheels off.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm like the toddler Asian, of white people. The
entire Asian community is like, man, these motherfuckers brand new. Brand new fucking, still got hair on them. Eyes all round and shit. Looking for food and opportunity anywhere they can get it. Don't worry. We all got here and had to figure it out.
Yeah, well, it's not going well.
It's going great.
Okay.
It's going great.
It's nice of you to say that. I don't believe you.
Just be a little more patient.
We'll get it together.
A little more patient.
It's just going to take another 100
years.
Just
calm down. No truck caravans. Calm down.
I know. I'm sorry.
Dance.
Oh, are there any ley lines on Easter Island? Somebody in the chat just asked that. Do you know, Willie?
That's a good question. I do not know. I haven't seen...
I don't know that either.
Are ley lines different than the other lines you just said?
No, they were... Yes.
Yeah, they're very different.
Oh. What are they?
Idiot.
No,
that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
Wait, what are ley lines and what are those other ones? What did you call them? Do they have something to do with space?
Oh, we were talking about the volcanic lava tunnels under the ground. Is that what you're talking about?
No,
ley lines are those things that you use like an infrared in order to spot. Not an infrared, but like a X-ray to see. Correct?
Ley lines, L-E-Y, ley lines are, I feel like it stands like for something, but it doesn't. Ley lines are magnetic currents that occur naturally on the surface of the earth.
It helps
people predict earthquakes. It helps people predict where oil is
but
in the past.
It's part of this subtle energy where it's like it's hard to record because our instruments aren't that sensitive.
Yeah. You know, SRI, the Stanford Research Institute, there was people that helped build Disneyland, supposedly on 3 ley lines, and they put a carousel right on the 3 of them.
So,
and then the year that they moved them, Disneyland got into a shit ton of trouble in the court. So I'm not saying.
Why? Here's the thing.
I'm going to do a special on that.
I'll go real quick into this old ancient god stuff. There's one idea that after the last flood. So in recorded history, basically, there's a couple places that may have sunk where the gods lived.
I love these.
Atlantis,
yes.
And Lemuria. And supposedly Atlantis was sunk three times. I don't know. Hold on. So after the last flood, there's these accounts of these elongated skull people showing up. And one idea is this last flood, which coincides with meteorite hitting the earth at this time that also led to this next ice age. But so we've got humans on Earth, and then we've got these other humanoids living on Earth that the floods uprooted them because a meteorite flooded all them, and then they started showing up everywhere. And so they went to places and were rebuilding the houses of the gods that existed before, meaning the pyramids of Egypt, where they helped build them again. And this ancient god, these gods, they call them. I don't think they were gods. I think they were another race of beings. And their technology was based on electromagnetic energy. And that's why all of these ancient megalithic sites have the same style of building. They're built on top of ley lines. And there's a technology there that we still don't understand what's happening. But it's like collecting energy from the earth and focusing it, harnessing it in some way that we haven't figured out yet. And so
that would be like the pyramids all over the globe.
I think it's to charge seeds.
Seeds?
Yeah, you put your seeds in there. There's a lot of magnetic energy. Supposedly all the places that pyramids are built used to be in the middle of ancient rivers, including the pyramids of Egypt.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Where if you put, I think that they, I forget, maybe this is a Graham Hancock book, you put magnets on top or underneath moving water, it creates electricity, and you can push that electricity along the water to the pyramids, and if you put seeds there, they'll grow 3 to 5 times as abundant as a normal seed.
And also on top of that, like when you have running water, there's energy there that you can harness.
Yes.
And all of the pyramids and all of these ancient megalithic sites are built around ley lines and underground water.
So wait, Aaron, do you believe in these big brain guys?
I think that there's people that visited them. There's a lot of pictures of the same types of people all carrying little purses.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, like the little purses. And I feel like because they all appear at the same time in very different cultures that were isolated from each other, there's almost no way that the cultures would have influenced each other in that way. There has to be some kind of common thread there that somebody did come and assist civilization and usher them in, out of the Dark Ages into an agricultural era.
One new thing that's blown my mind from looking up all this stuff for this episode, because it's a whole other topic, but that have we all seen Black Panther?
No.
Yes.
Well, basically,
I don't like Marvel. I don't like Marvel. I'm
there's
sorry.
There's a society that has a huge technology, and that they're keeping it to themselves because of the dangers of everyone else, the technology, the metals, everything that they use.
Talking about the Sonora Aero Club.
Brandon, I cut you off. Were you? Do you remember your thought, or is it gone?
It's gone.
Sorry.
Brandon, I feel bad that we have you on a guest and like we're barely talking to you.
Are you out of your mind? I feel great. This is amazing.
No, this is
amazing.
Great.
Like,
as two bystanders, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I do feel bad. I feel like you and I are just like, well, your information is slightly incorrect.
Hang on.
I'm still tripped. Here's what I was going to do is I just want to ask the question about the magnet thing.
Uh-huh.
Is that still true? Is that something that people should still be doing? Should people who have irrigation channels near like strawberries be magnetizing the floor of their irrigation channel?
Now, see, that I don't know, because I do a lot of listening and I do a lot of reading about this weird fringe science stuff. So I don't know how much of this is actually like in the mainstream knowledge, like that you can do this and this happens.
So if I'm trying to grow weed in my house, should I put magnets in my bathtub?
Yes.
Maybe. Okay. I think
Listen, as crazy as it sounds, like the next thing that I want to get into.
Also, if you have a magnet bracelet, you're better at golf.
This is so true. This is so true.
It's a thing.
I've got these copper knee braces that I wear.
I cook with copper. We all cook with copper. Hi, welcome to the Easter show.
But do you believe in like crystals and like energy and stuff like that?
Oh, that should be one of these questions.
Because that's minerals. I mean, you need minerals to survive.
But do you believe that you have to recharge the crystal?
Like in the moon.
You know,
new world stuff.
If this is a way for you asking me if I have crack cocaine on me, I do. Do I have to recharge the crystal? I do have to recharge the crystal right now.
We'll talk about that and more.
How come that's not a thing? Charging your crack crystals with the moonlight.
Because I think when you have crack, you're just going to smoke the crack because you're like, I really want this crack.
I'm pretty sure
you know? You're not going to spend time in charge. I really want this crack, but I got to charge it in the moon.
I told you I would take the show out on crack.
Crack comes with its own marketing plan. You don't have to put another thing on top of it. Like, it's crack is good enough already.
It's a free sweater for everyone that uses the crack.
I don't need a sweater. Oh, it's supercharged? Well, then I'm in.
Listen, I can sell you regular crack for this much, but I can sell you moon charged crack for this much more.
You know what though? Like, that's gonna make money.
I think you really need to start selling crack then, Willie. You gotta start. I really think that's it.
With a name like Willie, how can I sell this much crack?
This is actually an advertisement. You can email us at
come to my OnlyFans. I'll tell you all the secrets.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
All right, 3 minutes. Final thoughts.
I'm fascinated by the idea that there was this other species that maybe had a technology. They built all... Because everyone's always like, oh, aliens must have built the pyramids, and I've never subscribed to that. What if there was another race of humanoids that built them for their own needs and it wasn't actually to help these other societies? Like, no. You know, we're putting up our antennas around the world. It has nothing to do with you. You guys, go ahead and live there. Because there isn't much stories of them interacting. There's just stories of them happening to be there and building the shit. And so it's for me, history before
mystery,
before recorded history blows my mind, because there's no way that we're right about it.
My mind is blown.
And so the only reason why I brought this up was because there's an account that coincides with them stopping by Easter Island. Not that they built these heads or anything, but that there's stories of...
There's stories of Jesus visiting South America. It doesn't mean it's true. Also doesn't mean it's false.
Why is it called Easter Island?
Because the first Dutch explorers, the white explorers that landed there on Easter.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Original.
I think that the answers that are out there, if you read books and if you read articles and information, I think the answers to everything can be speculated and answered. So I don't think that ancient people showed them how to make these. I think they already knew how to make these. They're a lithic society. Polynesians are lithic people. They make tiki.
Define lithic.
People that make stone carvings to honor their ancestors, to show where things are as a passive society, so that they don't have to have someone standing there going, water's right here. They go, there's a statue here. That means water or some resources here. Also, there's a hat on me. That means stay away. This isn't for you. You know
what
I mean?
That's dope, too.
Yeah, so that's what I think. I think that all the answers are there. You just have to find them. That's my thing about Easter Island.
Do you think that if they landed there on Reggie's birthday, then they would have just called it Reggie Island and we wouldn't even know about it? People would be like, that's a stupid name. We don't care.
Look at all these Reggies are all over the island.
So many Reggies.
Too many Reggies this fall on Fox.
Yeah, well, you got any plugs?
Plugs?
No, I'm not doing anything, but you know, you can always OnlyFans me. You can always hit my Patreon. You can always hit any other platform you see me asking you for money on. You can start a GoFundMe if you was really a fan.
Brandon Johnson, thank you so much for being here.
So happy.
Thank you guys for all of this knowledge. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Yay!
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills and the kills and the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.